Boss, the last scripture. James 1, 22 through 25. Hold me.
But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Because if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man looking at his own face in a mirror. For he looks at himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But the one who looks intently into the perfect law of freedom and perseveres in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but one who does good works, this person will be blessed in what he does.
Woo! Elaborate on that, boss. Talk to us. Yeah, you ain't getting out of that. The kids done something, you read something, now I need you to talk. Pour something into the people. We won. I can do that, by the way, because we won. Go ahead, boss.
It says, for he is like a man who looks at himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. It's just like he was saying, if you are a believer, it's the word and the word only. If you're a Christian, you'll be like this man who looks at himself, and then as soon as he's gone, he forgets what kind of man he was. When you're a Christian, you forget what kind of person you are. When you forget the Christ that's in you. But when you are a believer, Christ will stand up in you in any situation, any storm that comes into your life. The God in you will stand up in you, and you won't ever forget who you are, what you look like by the Spirit of God, because that's what's on the inside of you. It comes up out of you. You won't ever forget what you look like, because the greater one is on the inside of you. The greater one is standing up. When you look in the mirror, you're seeing the greater one, and you let the greater one operate on the inside of you. Let him stand up. Let him stand up tall on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Let him stand up tall on the inside of you. You won't forget what you look like. Because when you look at yourself, you see victory. You see success. You see prosperity. You see health. You see wealth. You see an overcomer. You see a conqueror.
And you wonder why I'm on point with my sets and reps. God bless me, people. This is what we do. This is how we live every single day. God bless me, people. And I'm fully understanding why God blessed us with the name One Body. Because together we stand strong, and there's nothing by any means, natural things, good things, money, fame, anything gonna come between me and her, because the word is so entangled in us that we dare not to ask God to get on our team. But we will forever be on his. Y'all better catch that. We don't want God to be on our team. We linking up with him. Because he has the answer. He has the solution. He has everything I need. So God, I need to be a blessing unto her. You teach me. I don't want to learn from Pookie and Ray Ray. That's why it's so important to understand your sets and reps. Sets and reps. Amen. Words create. Believe in the word that will penetrate your heart. What you believe in your heart, allow it to connect with your beliefs that will try to penetrate your mind. What you believe in your heart, you allow it to connect with your thoughts. And then speak it out of your mouth and not your head and act on it. If you don't want the results you're getting, quit speaking them. If you speak it, then you can't say you don't believe that you have that. Because if it come out of your mouth, you had to believe it before it entered your mouth or exit your mouth. So if you said it, I never have a good job. I never be the one to get a promotion. Do you believe that? No, I don't believe it. Well, why are you saying it? Because it was a thought that penetrated your thoughts. Then you allowed that thought to enter your heart gate, and then your heart gate allowed it to spit out of your mouth. So whatever you desire in life, every set, every rep has to count according to the word of God. Speak those things that be not